Welcome, welcome. You are listening to Instant Crush on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Thank you. I'm joined now by my two co-hosts, Jared Cohen and Henry Burns. How are we doing tonight?
How are we doing, gentlemen? It's nice to be here.
Great night. We've got a brand new co-host, Henry Burns, filling in for the first time. He's very excited to be here.
Flattered to be called a co-host, by the way. Thank you.
Of course. Of course. Not a guest host, a co-host. This is our final episode. I jumped the gun last week. This is our final episode of Instant Crush Season 1. We will probably be back for Season 2.
I would think so. If I can get my community service hours done in the next week. Well, only got two more to go. I did one today.
We'll do it.
And then we'll be back. Hopefully same time, similar time.
Oh, yeah.
I think we have a bunch of loyal listeners. In my opinion, more people listen to this show than most of the other shows. But that could just be a lie.
That's not subjective. That's objective.
Hey, all 31 of you. 31?
31?
I feel like that's more than the previous hour.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn good.
They know that we only play the highest quality music.
We've only had one miss.
And
thanks to Finian.
The Suicide Boys song. If you're listening right now, I listened to it again, and it was still bad the second time.
I listened to it thrice. Terrible.
I haven't heard that song, so maybe we got to play it again tonight.
Oh, boy.
No. I removed it from the official Instant Crush playlist as well. But Jared, what do we have on the menu? What's our first song for tonight?
Got a great set of songs coming up tonight. First off, we've got classic. We've got Santeria by Sublime.
She said I seem to be said, Paul, you better look around. How long you think that you can run that body down? How many nights you think that you can do what you've been said, what's wrong, sweet boy, what's wrong? I told her what's wrong. I said, Peg, you better look around. How long you think that you can run that body down? How many nights you think that you can do what you've been?
We're back on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. Got a caller coming in. You know, who are we talking to?
It's Ian and Alan over here. We're listening to the music. It's vibes.
Ian and Alan, bringing some vibes.
Yeah, man, we're loving it. Shout out to you guys. You and Henry, you guys are killing it on the music right now.
Yeah.
No mention of Abe. Thank you.
They don't really know you. I don't know who Ian and Alan are, to be honest, but they seem like great guys. Alan, how are you doing tonight?
Pretty good. I was, you know, chilling.
We're just hanging around, bro, listening to music, man.
Yeah.
Bro, let's check in on the radio, bro. Shway much noon.
Facts.
If that ain't facts, I don't know what
that's
is.
That's based.
Huh?
Very, very true. What'd you have for dinner tonight, Alan?
I had some food from Karm. Forget. Maybe some, like, ramen, some rice, some chicken, some salad.
Sounds like a great, healthy meal. You hit all the food groups.
Love it. A lot of protein.
Yeah. I actually have a Henry. I have a question for Henry.
Hey, what's up, Alan? Speak to me.
Sure. So, Henry, I heard from an anonymous source that you're actually an EMT.
I am an EMT. Ooh. Although, how do you know this much information about me?
Ooh.
What would you do if you came to someone and they had a blocked airway?
That's a very interesting question.
Run us through the procedure, Burns.
What kind of blocked airway are we talking about?
I don't know.
Can I ask you right away, is this actually a hypothetical, or are you looking at someone with a blocked airway?
Yes, actually hypothetical.
All right, for my own legal sake.
This is not medical advice.
This is certainly not medical advice.
Don't try this at home, guys.
I would suction the airway, Alan, if you have a proper suction device. That's my...
Look, you're going to want to intubate immediately. run a EQG, and then...
Whatever Jared Cohen is saying right now, disregard.
Run a line of of Properol.
Sanctioned legal medical advice from Instant Crush.
If the blocked airway turns into the patient is passed out, then you begin CPR. Compressions only. All right, Alan?
Oh,
you hear me?
Okay.
And if you're not,
I'm a little concerned that this hypothetical situation is not hypothetical. So
no, and you're saving lives out here. Right?
Okay, yeah.
See, that doesn't really help.
Yeah.
Congrats! Thank you for all your service for being a temp.
Oh, again.
He's gotten plenty of thanks for your service on side chat.
True.
Over the past couple months.
This is true. They have no chill over there about that. I just get sniped all the time walking around campus.
I mean, people love a man in uniform.
That's exactly the point. They're like, oh, this handsome man in Thames.
Dashing. Incredible bone structure.
This is Abe and Jared saying this, not me, by the way.
All right, guys. Got anything else to say?
Nah, man. Just keep playing. Keep doing what you guys are doing. We're loving it.
All right.
Appreciate you guys.
Good having you on. I think, if I remember correctly, Ian, you're a big Kid Cudi fan, right?
Yes, sir, bro. Put
Banger.
That on right
Banger
now.
You're gonna like the
Anything
next song.
Kid Cudi, I'm loving, bro.
You're gonna like the next song. Have a great night.
Yes,
you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Touch Stream Radio. This is Kid Cudi by Design.
Who am I? Don't remind me. Too alive, too alive. dueling with the true thing. I do think when you think too much, you're removing what's moving. Stuck inside a statue, look at you. Go ahead and pogo something, go catch you. A petty logo shed on my tattoos. I read all the bad news, it says I'm too careful. Tap into the frequency line.
You've got things to do.
I do too.
I just want to spend all my time with you.
Feels so good.
I'm so hard to impress. Don't leave me on this stretch alone. When I'm out at a party, I'm just excited to get home and dream about you. So hard to digest. Usually I'm best alone, but every time that you text, I want to get on the next flight home and dream next to you all night long. Maybe it's the way you remind me of you make me feel beautiful.
And then some.
The sight of you is dramatic. One glimpse and I panic inside. I get lost in our hours, cause you possess powers I can't fight. That's why I dream about you all night long.
I wanna see it in your eyes.
We are back. If you were just joining us, you were listening to Instant Crush on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to get into some sports talk. Now, before we talk about the Red Sox, tonight was a big night for Celtics fans. A massive Game 6 win, force a Game 7 against the Sixers. Jason Tatum, great fourth quarter performance after a lackluster showing earlier in the game. But Jared, how are we feeling?
We're feeling cautiously optimistic, and heavy emphasis on cautiously. I think Philly has lost like their like last six elimination games in the playoffs. Like they can't like close out series. Like we're good with that.
And
Tatum cannot play worse than that for the first three quarters. It won't happen again. I pray it doesn't happen again. And they were leading wire to wire with an exception in the late third, early fourth quarter. You like to see the defense step up. The Robert Williams adjustment really mattered. The Philly offense couldn't get anything going. If the Celtics didn't turn over the ball 19 times, they'd probably win by a lot more.
I mean, there's no chance that Philly even stands up to them in Game 7.
You think so?
In Boston.
That doesn't matter.
Tatum's not going to go 0-9 in the first half.
This is a Doc Rivers coach team we're talking about.
If there's a team that's going to choke, it's going to be the Celtics.
Doc Rivers has three blown 3-1 leads in his career.
But there's something...
Only coach.
There's something about the Celtics team. They don't play up to their level of talent. They should be, like, this shouldn't have been that difficult. The series should have been over already. They should have won Game 1, and they should have won Game 4. So,
I mean, Marcus Smart ain't going to let the Celtics do that.
Yeah, legacy game today for Marcus Smart.
Legacy game. That was just an unbelievable showing. And honestly, I love Robert Williams. I think that adjustment was influential. I mean, I think, honestly, that won the game. If they didn't start him, I don't think that they would have had the momentum throughout the game to really...
I mean,
at the end,
they got to get him on the treadmill or something in the offseason here. Robert Williams. I mean,
he needs some stamina.
What's going on? 16 minutes in the playoffs on average.
What did he play today?
I don't know, like 25, 30?
It
was a big jump at the beginning. He was the reason why they were up. It's been a weird year for him. I mean, the surgery was unexpected when it happened, and that was like right after the EMA news, and it was like not a good month. And then they really managed the minutes when he played, and then they didn't put him back in the starting lineup. I don't know, but if they win Game 7, God, that Heat series, man.
Incredible.
A rematch? Who would have thought that it would be a rematch?
Yeah, I mean, the Knicks might do it.
And I'm not ready for Jimmy Butler heroics.
Yeah, I don't know. Gentleman sweep. Celtics in 5.
You think?
Yep.
Do you remember last year that people were saying the same thing? I vividly remember watching ESPN after Game 5, and they all four analysts said, there's no way this series is coming back to Boston or to Miami. There's no way. The series is over. Like, it's done. And what happened? Miami won, forced Game 7.
Hey, I mean,
They fight. I hate them, but they fight.
Speaking of ESPN, if Colin Cowherd didn't have any more of a reason to convince us that he's just not a qualified sports talk guy, and he proposed this trade.
It wasn't when he put Ben Simmons in the top 5 of the NBA. It's the Jordan Poole for Jaylen Brown swap.
No.
Well, not a direct swap.
No. Poole and Andrew
Wiggins. Yeah.
For Brogdon and Jaylen Brown. I mean,
honestly, somehow the Brogdon inclusion is like the least realistic part.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm joking, but like obviously none of that is ever happening. Not a single part of that's happening. The Celtics wouldn't touch Jordan Poole with a 10-foot pole.
No.
Do you think the Warriors would even do that?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh my God. They would sell their franchise to do that. They're having buyer's remorse on Jordan Poole, and I think that's pretty obvious.
I think that they're having buyer's remorse on giving him as many minutes, but like...
No, the money. The contract.
I honestly like don't think it's that...
Oh, it's bad.
For a guy who's just a pure scorer like
Dude,
that.
It's a guy who can't play... cannot get minutes in the playoffs. That's insane.
Yeah, he's a
bona fide scorer.
He's a defensive liability. They're and an offensive liability. They are having buyer's remorse.
What game was that with the shot at the end?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Jack was
game
not happy.
Yeah, I don't know who he thinks he is.
But then last game, didn't he play like 10 minutes? Like they're not even putting him on the floor anymore.
Well, it was a repercussion from that shot choice.
Hey, well, also, other Boston sports. The Red Sox. Jared, I know you're definitely excited. Chris Sale. came out and threw 100 miles an hour.
Yeah,
for what, five good innings?
But his season's been very up and down. You have to question if he can actually throw that hard for the whole season.
I mean, he hasn't touched 97 in 5 years.
Yeah.
And he was dotting 100.
Yeah, he made some adjustments with his mechanics. They wanted him to be more athletic. They said he was like being too stiff in his motion, and it looked like it worked, but he's just been very inconsistent this year. I'm buying it, though. I'm buying it. They need it, too, because the Red Sox, their rotation is like the only thing that's not working.
Speaking of their rotation, I just came aware today of Nick Pivetta and Boston sports guy Sean McAdams beef.
No, they're beefing. I know Sean McAdams, but I didn't know they're beefing.
So, during spring training, when the Sox, I mean, they still have a 6-man rotation, but McAdams was asked, like, who
Nick
is
Pivetta.
The odd, or no, Sean McAdams. Oh. He was asked, like, who do you think
Nick
is the
Adams.
Odd?
Nick Adams.
I love Nick Adams, but unrelated.
I said McAdams.
Oh.
But McAdams was asked, who's the odd man out? And he said, you know, I think it might be Pivetta, blah, blah, blah. Like, nothing to say that, like, Pivetta was bad. And Pivetta came out, like, the next day, found him in the clubhouse, and, like, tapped him on the shoulder and was like, you think I'm getting sent down? You think I'm going to the bullpen? Like, confronted him. And, like, look, you know, I'm a Nick Pivetta guy.
I didn't know that.
I think he is a top-of-the-line fifth man in the rotation.
He is a fifth man in the rotation.
But come on. This dude's got, what, a 240 ERA?
Here's what I'll say. Nick Pivetta is, like, been sensitive about that topic. It's not just with McAdams. And they're going to reach a point here because the Red Sox have like 7 starters. Like they actually have 7. And they're going to do a 6-man rotation. But when Whitlock comes back, someone's got to go. And probably 2 people have to go. And Pivetta got shelled yesterday. He gave up like 8 runs or 2 days ago. And again, they said after the game, he was like, I will not move to the bullpen. Like I'm not doing it. Yeah. Which is like not a very team friendly attitude.
Because you see Sale get shelled and he's like, I'm letting
I
my
need
guys
to be better.
Down. I need
yeah.
to be better.
I could see him get. I don't think he's going to get DFA'd. Like, I'd be surprised. But I feel like he is the odd man out. He's not very good.
I mean, you know who sure as heck ain't going to go to the bullpen is Brian Baio. That dude
he's so
shoved.
Nasty. He's so
he
nasty.
Shoved. I mean.
I know Burns is a huge Brian Baio fan.
Absolutely massive Brian Baio fan.
Love him.
He's nasty. He's got to work a 97 sinker and that changeup. And, I mean, his slider is getting, like, absolutely shelled. But hopefully he, like, figures that one out.
Also, Moss's hitting streak unfortunately
did end, and then he struck out twice in the same game, which like he never does.
He went 0-for-9 in the Braves series, but y'all split it. So
he like didn't swing and miss at a pitch in the zone for like a month, which is unbelievable.
In the month of May, he didn't swing and miss once. MLB tweeted out a graphic about it. Swung and missed 4 hours later.
Yeah, classic.
All right, what do we have next on the menu?
One of my favorite songs. I say that all the time, but this actually is up there. One of my favorite bands, the Bare Naked Ladies. Brian Wilson. The live version.
...91.5 WMFO Medford.
Drove downtown in the rain, 9:30 on a Tuesday night, just to check out the late night record shop. Call it impulsive, call it compulsive, call it insane. But when I'm surrounded, I just can't stop. It's a matter of instincts, a matter of conditioning, and a matter of fight. You can go where Pavlov's dog. Ring a bell and I'll salivate. How'd you like that? Dr. Landon, tell me I'm not just a pedagogue. Cause right now I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Just listening, I am really listening. Just finally
was $300, and though I was very heavy, I float until I float until I fell. I float until I could not see the ground. Oh, somebody help me, I couldn't see the ground. Somebody help me, I couldn't see the ground. Somebody help me. Because I lie in a bed, just like a Brian Wilson did. But I lie in a bed, just like Brian Wilson did.
Yeah. I'm not gonna do that.
Thank you.
free a while and order more kids. Young, free, and wild. So order more kids.
Freaks come out at night. We bring our fantasy to life. Point me to the ice. And I don't need your drink. High off life. Someone kill the lights. I brought the party favors. Just get piped. Is right, but I want you and you tonight.
Yeah. Order more bottles, order more miles, order more hours. Shots on the high, hot in the summer, the winter good chill. Young, free, and wild, so order more kids.
When the night crawls, all the money. Some more bottles, order some more bitches, order some more money. I know you wanna be rich, bitch.
When the night calls, all the money.
Alright, we are back, and real quick, I just want to say, we played that song Nightcrawler by Travis Scott, and I think that proves it. Chief Keef is the greatest lyricist of our generation. He rhymed Girl You Know I'm From the Projects with Korean Spicy Garlic.
White man moment right there, to be
honest.
That's
all I have to say.
Bar.
Bar. Bar.
Korean Spicy Garlic.
But yeah, we're gonna play out with, what is it, 22 Twos?
22 Twos, the song that made it to the very end of every playlist and never got played.
So we're going to finish it off with that song real quick. This is the final show. Last time we were going to say goodnight. Not joining us next week, knuckleheads. But thank you for indulging us all these weeks, all these late nights. From the bottom of our hearts here at Instant Crush on WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you very much. Good night, everybody.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Maria Davis, Mad Wednesdays. We here tonight to have a good time. Wait a minute. I see my man over there, Jay-Z. Jay-Z, Dame Dash, let me hear that little tape of yours. And it's fat. Why don't you come up here and kick a little freestyle? Put that champagne down.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Let's do it again. Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm gone. Check this out. Too much West Coast dick licking. And too many niggas on a mission. Doing your best Jay-Z rendition. Too many rough motherfuckers. I got my suspicion that you're just fishing a pool of sharks, nigga. Listen, too many bitches wanna be ladies. So if you a hoe, I'ma call you a hoe. Too many bitches are shady. Too many ladies give these niggas too many chances. Too many brothers wanna be lovers, don't know what romance is. Too many bitches stuck up from too many sexual advances. No question, Jay-Z got too many answers. I've been around this block too many times. Rock too many rhymes, cop too many nines too. To all my brothers, it ain't too late to come together. Cause too much black and too much love equal forever. I don't follow any guidelines, cause too many niggas rob mine. So I change styles every two rhymes. What the fuck? That's 22 tunes for y'all motherfuckers out there, you know what I mean?